sound of a dumb piano fills the air.
Can we all gather here, please, and I get in a circle?
Eureka Springs artist George Meyer calls out to a group of youngsters and children all working together on giant puppets. The group is rehearsing in Wilson Park for a special collaborative giant puppet play that was conceived by Joanne Kaminsky, a Fayetteville art and play therapist. The play is part of the third annual Puppets in the Park.
In the past, we started at noon and had a few shows, but this one will start in the morning with groups of children and lots of puppets, and they learn to maneuver hand puppets. The kids get to pick their character, and depending on the character, they make a story. And if we give a little hint in there, we'll say, maybe it's the big surprise, or when I went to school that day, I had no idea. So they develop their story, and then they present it to each other.
The afternoon will be filled with more puppet shows, musical acts such as Fork and Knife and Sugar on the Floor, food and puppet vendors, and puppet making with opportunities to perform for all ages. The activities will be followed by the final event of the day.
Our last event that we have is, it's a giant puppet fairy tale, is what it really is. It's so amazing to see these giant puppets move around. It adjusts your sense of scale. You see this giant caterpillar and this giant butterfly. You see the sun and you see stars, and it stimulates your creativity. You know, you start watching it, you're entertained, you're mesmerized, and you just start thinking, what if?
The giant sun, the stars, and the green and purple glittery butterfly do stir imagination, but what role do they have in the play?
So the story's going to open up with these stars here. This is before the Earth has happened. So we've got stars. We have some small folks who are going to carry stars, and we have some stilters who will be carrying stars. So they will come and do a star dance. These puppets, these pieces, props here, are the Earth. So the Earth is going to come together. Then we will have These guys here that have the big brown masks with the sticks on them, those are the tree spirits. And the tree spirits will enter with little animals with them. And they be joined by these other little creatures who will be the mud people. And they're going to give the mud people the tree of life. We'll see quite how that comes off, but we'll have a big change occur.
As Joanne narrates the story of the play, a stilt walker appears, dressed in red. The stilt walker, Mary Evelyn, is immediately surrounded by children of all ages.
Hey kids, can somebody take the star so I can walk? Thank you.
Mary keeps walking.
Well, I started with some shorter stilts, and these are taller, so I'm moving up in height with stilts, which I'm glad, because the other stilts, even though they made me taller, I still ran into people that were eye level with me. So I'm very happy to have some taller stilts now.
And Miss Robian, the music director of the play, recently moved to Fayetteville and hopes to connect with the community by being a part of this event.
We have an experience here. I heard about this show, and that they could use a little help with music, and so I got a hold of Joanne and said, well, I could bring my violin and a few little musical things I own down and see what we can put together. So I'm pretty excited about it. I've never done this before. I think it's going to be, I can see the puppets look just wonderful, and I've never really been involved with puppets before, so it's a first all around. And
Anne is standing near a table on which a number of curious-looking musical instruments sit. She explains what each instrument sounds like.
I have some instruments here. I have, in addition to my violin, I have a Tibetan chime, a little miniature-looking thing, and it's wonderful for meditation. It rings forever. I have one of these little, some people call them thumb pianos. It's a little gourd that has little metal things on top and little holes on it. And then I have just a couple of these wood sticks that.
and says one of the challenges of working in an outdoor location is not having a sound system, so the audience would have to listen very closely. As the group puts on the costumes and masks for the puppet show, Macy, one of the younger participants, explains how the masks were made.
They were made out of balloons and buckets. You put balloons in buckets and you cover it with cornstarch and newspaper. And that's how we made the masks. We made the masks paper mache. First we did it with newspapers, then we covered it up with brown paper bags so it would look kind of clay looking.
Macy is one of the mudmen, the first citizens of the world, along with Sophia and Ani.
We try to scare away.
We're not trying to scare away, we're trying to help them.
Yeah, but we're also trying to scare them away from the tree.
Okay, that's true. We're trying to scare the caterpillar away from the
tree of life and help them become a butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
For now, the group is ready to rehearse the giant puppet play.
Okay, ready? One, two, three, go.
I am your father.
Puppets in the Park is a day-long event that includes puppet shows, stilt walkers, jugglers, food vendors, and musical acts. It will be held at Wilson Park this Saturday between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. The event is free to the public. For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.